Hi there, this is Tracy, and I just left church, and we had a really good topic today, and I thought I would bring you up to my secret prayer spot. Every week after I go to church, I usually land, even in the winter, in this beautiful space, this beautiful place that holds me close to God, holds me close to my beliefs, and gets me more motivated, and it helps me ground myself. Before my narcissist, I didn't go to church. And I think that that was a really good gift that I got, was to find God and to find another community, to find peace. And today's discussion in church was on fear. And it kind of hit a chord for me, so I'm going to share this with you. And I hope that it helps. I haven't always been here in Colorado. I used to live on the East Coast, and something that would always come up was the storm of a hurricane. I lived through many terrible hurricanes, and there's a fear that comes in anticipating the storm, and there's a fear of the unknown. There's a fear of what could happen, and I think that, as my pastor just said, the news media really cranks it up. And he talked to us about three words that could, perhaps, and might are words that induce fear. This could happen. Your narcissist could do this. Perhaps you're experiencing that. You might feel this. And I don't want to be a fear monger when I try to help people with my narcissist videos. My goal is to share with you my experiences with hopes that in my experiences you can actually gain hope. And hope brings me to another thing. Hope brings me to, I actually named my car when I was going through my divorce with 2X. I got a brand new car and I named it Hope. And what I have learned through being in church is hope and faith are two completely different things. You can hope that you get past this. You can hope that it doesn't go as bad as some of these people's stories do. You can hope that everything will be okay. But when you have faith that everything will be okay, you have much more power. So think of the difference and think of faith every time you're in this storm, because you are going to be in a storm and it's not your fault. And it's something that has happened because of the situation that you were raised in, probably. You are nice. Not a big deal. That's good. Keep being nice. Don't give up that hope. Don't give up that part of you. Don't let them steal that from you. If we look at things that people are afraid of rejection. I mean, that's like the number one thing. Who wasn't afraid of rejection when you were in junior high school? Who wasn't afraid of rejection when you applied for jobs or met a person, another, that, will they like me? Will they, you know, think I'm okay? Remember the high school, junior high, elementary school, the fear of not having friends, not being part of a group. It didn't matter if they weren't the popular group. They mattered that they were your friends, your peep, your circle. It's all we need is one. But we're afraid of rejection, no matter what it is. And when you're dealing with a narcissist, chances are that you've been rejected. And so there is fear. We're all afraid of failure. Afraid of failure is just so mammoth that everyone fears it. And no matter how successful someone is, trust me, they're afraid. They're afraid, and they're afraid of failure. We all are. And when we're in the relationship with a narc or coming out of it, we're afraid of that failure. People are gonna know, oh, you couldn't even get that guy to love you? Oh, wow, you failed again. When I was getting divorced from 2X, I remember walking around and, you know, telling everyone I had like the loser thing on my head. And that I was a two-time loser. I kept telling myself that. And I think they were just practice. And we have to get out of our head that we're afraid of failure in a relationship because it's not our fault. And if we hold it as our fault, then we failed because it isn't our fault. We're good people and we've just been knocked down, and we can't be afraid of that. We're afraid of uncertainty. What's gonna happen next? Who's not afraid of that? We're afraid of what happens behind door number two. We're afraid of things that are going on in our world that we have no control over. And the uncertainty of our life ahead of us. And it probably isn't even in the will I love again yet. It probably is how will I trust? What will it take to get through this? The uncertainty, it's unknown. But if we have faith, if we believe, we have much more strength. So I'm suggesting to you that you start to turn around the fears. They're gonna be there, but the best way is to be armed, to be educated, to be smart, to learn what to do, and then you can't fear it. You can't fear it as much if you know what to expect. We're afraid of change. Change, oh wow, right? What am I going to do? How am I going to, provide for my family? How am I going to go on? We're afraid of change. Sometimes that holds us into our relationship. It very often does, right? Sorry, there's a lot of allergies out here. It holds us in because we're, the change. What's going to happen? How do we do it? We're afraid of what others think. And this is something that I encourage you to think about and think about only what you think about, not what others think about you. We're afraid that something bad is going to happen. And if you're involved with a narc, I don't want to be a fearmonger, but there's a good chance that you're going to have a battle. You're going to be hurt in ways. You're going to be, I think the word is betrayal. I think that's the thing that hit all of us narcissist victims the most, is that we were betrayed. We trusted this person, we loved them with all our heart, and they betrayed us. So try to think of ways, oh cool, a car alarm, to not have that fear. Fear of your past and fear of your future. I encourage you to face it. And know that just like that hurricane that's coming and it's bearing down and it's got all these things that are gonna happen and the fear-mongering press sits there and tells us about all of the things that could happen, that might happen, and we become afraid. If we look at the incidents that have happened 1 week ago today with the shootings in Orlando, the press and the media have made it into something that makes us all afraid. We're afraid to go to movie theaters here in Colorado. We're afraid our children at school. I mean, Colorado is one of the states I think that's had the most shootings and mass murders in our country. And we're afraid. I'm afraid to go to large nightclubs. I don't want to be there. It's okay. We have to protect ourselves, but we can't live in fear. So I want you to remember a couple of words that are kind of the opposite of fear. I want you to remember grace. Grace, oh yes. To have grace and dignity is going to put you above your narc. It's going to put you above where you've been. Think of grace. And every time you get fear inside of you, I want you to think about that. How can I have grace? Grace is honoring yourself, doing what's right, but I don't mean caving in. It don't mean go and give them everything they want when they're fighting you tooth and nail. Grace means the dignity to stand up for yourself. Grace means don't compromise your values. I want you to be brave. You're in for a fight ahead. You're in for some pain. You're in for some lessons, and I want you to be brave. Embrace learning about narcissism. Embrace so that it doesn't happen again. If you're young, if you're old, it doesn't matter. Your life is not over. our life expectancy is like 79. I just heard that in church. 79 years old is our life expectancy. And if I can look at my 55 years and say, oh my God, I don't have that much left. But you know what? I do. And I have to trust that. I have to have faith that whatever is going to happen is going to happen for the best. I think that this is only because I'm here at church I'm going to say this, but fear links back to a lack of trust in God, a spirit, the divine, whatever you want to call it. If we don't have trust that it will be okay, we are fearful. So while I am sitting here and telling you all kinds of things that are going to happen with your narcissist and all the red flags, these are preventative measures. These are meant to teach you how to understand what's going on. But I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to embrace it. And I want you to feel the hope that having this form of education can give us. Grace, bravery, and no fear will help you combat the betrayal that you have. One of my favorite poems is that people are here for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. In fact, 3X liked it so much when I told him it, we put it up on his wall. And if we use that and we don't judge ourselves for a failure of a narcissist relationship, we should be celebrating. We should be really happy. And I can promise you that through the storm, you will be happy. After the storm, you will be happy. It doesn't seem like it now. It's pretty freaking scary, I know. But trust me, they were here for a reason. And I encourage you to look for the reason. Why were they here? What did you learn? How do you know if they were here for a reason or a season or a lifetime? Don't think they were here for a lifetime. The bigger cause, the universe, said no. They knew. The universe, the being, the gods in our life, the spiritual insides know that that wasn't right. And we've just been spared from hell. You don't even know it, but that's what it was. It's horrible and it hurts right now, but we've been spared. And we've been given another chance. And if we let ourselves get caught up in depression, fear of another relationship, fear of the unknown, then they win. So they were not here to be part of your lifetime. You might have sworn that. You might have said that up on your, you know, I get married and I swear on all that. I'm not even remembering what the hell they say during a wedding, but till death do you part, I believe, is part of it. I think we should rewrite the vows until we find out you're an asshole. I don't know, just kidding. That's all I got.